Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, everybody. Welcome to your late Monday edition. Yeah, sorry about that. Of the BTN News Show. Yeah, as you can hear, we got a thunderstorm going on right now. Woohoo! That's why we're late. Power's on, power's off. Power's on, power's off. Let's get this done before it goes off again. It's the 7th of September, 2020. Got the best technology news that happened over the weekend. We got it for you in about 5 minutes. Get ready for some wings. All right, just a wing. Don't think LG will give you two of them for the price of one. And that's right, LG's got a new phone coming for us, and it's called the Wing. Well, why is it called the Wing? Well, probably because the screen kind of pops up, then you twist it, and it looks kind of like a capital T now. Well, from what we can tell anyways, it looks like the thing will be coming September 14th. Well, we don't know if it's going to have one or two screens. It will, however, though, have 5G support, a 64-megapixel main sensor, and running it all will be a Snapdragon 7 Series processor. Now, keep this on the down low for a week, okay? LG's not supposed to announce anything until the 14th with their big event starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Hey, it's Monday. You know what that means? More Microsoft updates for us. Yay. Get ready for KB4497165 and KB4558130. What will these things do? Well, apparently fix Intel security flaws. Now, this kind of goes back to earlier this year. Intel announced that it had completed software validations on fixes for a series of security flaws affecting many of its processors. And a lot, yeah, happened to be inside of Windows machines. So, Microsoft and Intel got together, released the microcode updates for Windows 10, and this should fix the issues. We hope. First and foremost, like, we have a choice, right? Microsoft updates, they come, we install, and then we see what happens. I will give you a little bit of good news, though, for this Monday. It looks like the updates, yeah, they are taking. Not seeing any problems so far. But it is a long weekend in the U.S. Yeah, it's Labor Day over there. So we may not hear any problems till it comes Tuesday. All right, karaoke-ers out there. Is that a word? Probably not. Well, I got some bad news for you. The karaoke game Twitch Sings? Yeah, it's going away. Yeah, that's the streaming platform's live karaoke game that, you know, you have that friend that just wants to annoy you with it. Apparently, there's not enough annoyance for it, though, because come January 1st, 2021, it's going away. The reason for this, at least according to Twitch, is to invest in broader tools and services that will help support and grow the entire music community. Now, Twitch Sings kind of short lived, only launched in April of 2019. And even though the music category on Twitch has over 3 million followers, only 161,000 thought, yeah, let's go for the karaoke too. Now, Twitch Sings will be removing videos and clips as of December 1st, so basically it will just be a slow death all the way to January 1st of 2021. If you think you need to archive your past Twitch Sings broadcasts, there'll be instructions over there at Twitch's Videos On Demand section. Finally, love lo-fi music. Got no musical talent whatsoever? Well, Google Magenta. It's here for you. Yes, Magenta is a custom music room that's supposed to be, I guess, for your browser, obviously Chrome, and designed to use Google's machine learning systems for creation of art and music. Now, lo-fi, yes, doesn't just mean the sound. It will also take you to a very much pixelated virtual room. Wow, there's some more thunder. All right, back to the program. This is where you click for different objects, say a clock, a cat, or a piano, for instance. And this will change for different tasks, like the bass line, the melody, yeah, you get the idea. Now, since it's called Magenta, as you probably guessed, it's powered by Magenta.js. That's the open source Java API. Yeah, it's a JavaScript. And it's all part of that ongoing research project exploring the role of machine learning as a tool in the creative process. Now, don't be just limited to what lo-fi player can just do right out of the box. Nah, it's customizable. Meaning, yes, you can tinker with the source code, which can be found, just like a lot of other things, over at GitHub. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is still located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is where you get subscribed to all the BTN podcasts. It also is where you can find our tech blog as well. You can also give us a like over there on our Facebook page, too, at British Tech Network. We're, of course, still on Twitter, tweeting away at British Tech. And you can find us at our Slack room, where we'd love for you to be a part of the fun. So join us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you, as always, for listening.